Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah, we got a birthday today. Our favorite political analyst, Blois Olson at The Morning Take, is celebrating a birthday. He joins us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Happy birthday, Blois.
Thank you, Vanita.
Are you going to reveal your age? Are you getting closer to 50?
It is the day.
No way! This is the big
today
one.
Today is a new decade. It is the day.
How do you
feel? And I have known each other at least 25 or 28 years.
Yes.
And so, we met as young kids
young
in this town. And so, it's been a while. It's really interesting because everybody's been trying to make a big deal out of it and da-da-da-da. And it kind of hit me over the weekend. I was like, oh, wait, whoa, hey, this is coming. And then I feel so great at 50 that if you would have told me at 30 this is how I would feel at 50, I would have been like, no way.
Yeah.
But you just keep getting up early and working out a little and life seems good to you.
Oh, my goodness. And I'm 54. 4 years into it, you're going to love it. It's a great decade.
Good.
I'll just tell you.
Good.
All right. Let's get to a couple of big topics. The report that was released yesterday about the city of Minneapolis's response after the riots and the protests. What are your thoughts on just the overall release of this report, what came out, and then the city's response, the mayor's response?
I think there's a couple things. One is the idea that they waited this long to put out the report. I think there needs to be more transparency. These are the kinds of things that people shouldn't use for political purposes. But I think there was a little delay for political purposes. They didn't want it out before the election. The second thing is because of the length of time since the event and what we all saw during the event, I don't think there's any surprises in the report. Like, they said it didn't go well, that there wasn't command and control, that there weren't protocols followed. And anybody who watched the riots on TV could say their response wasn't very good. And so hopefully they can learn from this. And when I say they, it is both law enforcement leaders, but it's also the emergency response team within the city. Each city, county has these emergency response teams. There have been some misses over the last couple years with the training, the handoff. There's kind of a handoff between administrations. I had found out that weekend of the bad riots that there was, if you notice at the state level, there wasn't a public information officer on the first three nights. And so those of us who have done big event planning said, where's your PIO? And they said, it wasn't in our training. And I'm like, what? It wasn't in your training. So I think we can all take heed that if the report came out and said everything was handled well, we all would have, probably been more angry than the report saying it didn't go well.
Curious if there's going to be a same assessment of what happened in St. Paul.
I don't think that they have as earnest of a review of what happened in St. Paul. I think there was more structure in St. Paul, as I recall. Mayor Carter had much more detailed instructions. Yes, there was rioting in St. Paul, but it seemed more under control. In fact, last week I was in the Grand Avenue area and we were just kind of talking about that area. And I said, remember when? And people are like, no, I don't even remember that. I remember Minneapolis. So I think, and like most things, St. Paul's quiet little sister is like, well, we just did fine and we're going to move on.
We're going to move on. And by the way, the next time you're in the Grand Avenue area, give me a call. You know that's where I live near there.
I know. Well, we'll be over there in the next day or two. I'll text you.
Okay, please do.
There may be a birthday treat or two coming out of the Grand Avenue, Selby Avenue area in the next day.
Hey, so, it's a good area. Go. We love your business. So the big announcement yesterday, of course, wasn't a big surprise. Matt Burke, running mate to Scott Jensen. What are your thoughts on how that announcement went, some of the topics they covered, and of course, who they're trying to appeal to?
I think the announcement went well. They put out an announcement video that I actually think was very good for what they're trying to accomplish. It did pull Scott Jensen a little more to the mainstream. It'll be interesting. I think Chad has Matt Burke on today. There's some tough questions Matt needs to answer about where he stands on things and if he wants to pursue rolling back some laws that Minnesota has passed. The other big announcement yesterday was that Don Samuels is running for Congress as a Democrat in the 5th District. So there's likely to be a high-profile primary against Ilhan Omar now, and that's going to be, you know, another kind of put it on the map of things to watch this year.
How do you think that race will go? And by the way, hi to Maverick.
Maverick had to come back in.
Oh, he
already
did.
Got let out. Okay. Now he came back in.
Okay.
But can't let him bark at 6:20 when the neighbors are maybe still sleeping.
No.
I think it'll be interesting. Of course, Representative Omar had a challenge 2 years ago that she defeated that challenge solidly. People asked me about that. I said she won solidly. You can't argue with the way she has run her races. So it's going to be a race. Samuel's obviously very active on the north side, and we know the challenges of the north side. So I think it'll be a different dialogue and a different debate. And primary elections are really tough to tell, especially in a city like Minneapolis.
And any big plans for your birthday? Is this going to be just sort of...
I have pickleball tonight.
You do?
Pickleball tonight. And the almost 19-year-old is headed home today. So we'll get to see the boy. And I think we may have... we have a dinner later in the week because busy schedules. You got to get everybody's schedule going.
I know.
So we'll have a couple things, but... Nothing too crazy.
Well, have a fabulous day. And I love that the start of the boys' high school hockey tournament is on the day of your birthday. It seems fitting.
And that has been since I was a kid. When I'd have birthday sleepovers, we would watch the high school hockey tournament when I was youth. So,
great memories.
Fun tradition.
You have a fabulous day and just embrace 50. It is awesome. Great decade.
I'm all over it.
Good.
Thanks, Vanina.
Thanks, boys. The Morning Take was sponsored by Compeer Financial.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.